Calling someone and it's taking a little longer for the other end to pick up? That's because they're being entertained by the Singing Karma Chameleon telephone.
Call me again.
Finally, the Singing Karma Chameleon telephone is now available right here in the United States. Each time the phone rings, it's music to your ears. You know the song, it's the smash hit Karma Chameleon by Boy George and Culture Club, performed by none other than a singing chameleon and a ladybug.
This is so cute.
Get rid of your boring phone and let the Karma Chameleon telephone brighten up your calls every time it rings. The chameleon rolls his eyes, stands up, sings, and dances as red, gold, and green lights flash on its chest to match the lyrics of the hit song while the ladybug plays the harmonica.
Which makes me love it even more.
Now that's the fun way to receive any call. The Karma Chameleon phone is a fully functional telephone and operates with four AA batteries. It features a matching green telephone cord, large number buttons, making it easy to dial, a flash button for call waiting, call forwarding, and three different ring settings, including animated, a regular ring, and off. And it comes with a certificate of authenticity signed by Boy George. Watch the surprised look on people's faces when the fun Karma Chameleon telephone comes to life. It's the perfect conversation piece in your home or office. Get this fun telephone for yourself.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
They're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hi everyone, this is Roy, you're listening to The Snowplow Show, and this episode is sponsored by Andrew Christensen. Hopefully I am allowed to say Andrew Christensen's last name. Sometimes people yell at me when I use full names, but I do it anyway. On today's show, we're going to call some more Adopt-A-Median people. That's my goal for the day. I'm going to call all of the Adopt-A-Median list and see what happens with them. I don't have the list up yet, but I know I have at least 30 of them left. And this would be the list from Rob the Hyena. He sent it to me a couple months ago, and I called maybe a third of the list, but there's still a lot left to call on this list. So that should be fun, right? Of course it will be. I don't really have any notes today in the show notes, you know, to go over. I do have a news story, though, so I guess we could just do that before the fun starts. A bunch of people have sent me this news story. Thank you, everyone who sent this to me. And it's about people freaking out over nothing because someone left some notes on their cars.
Over the weekend, a few women found notes on their cars in the West Acres parking lot, and they thought they could be getting set up for an assault. WDAY 6 reporter Catherine Ross joins us live tonight from West Acres with more on what turned out to be a cruel practical joke. Catherine?
Dana Kirsten, I spoke with one of the victims of this prank today. She didn't want to be on camera, but the Facebook post of the note she received in this parking lot has been shared more than 13,000 times. And she said she'll think twice since the incident about walking to her car alone at night. A warning is circulating on social media. Several women sharing notes they received on their cars at West Acres, vague claims about damaging their vehicles and not leaving insurance information. What startled them most, a rumor the note could be a setup for assault.
I know there was some concern by the victims that this might have been an attempt to try to lure them into some sort of abduction.
The victim we spoke with said a strange car circled her after she found the note. It even followed her onto the interstate before she managed to lose it. But police are saying the alarming incidents turned out to be nothing more than a practical joke.
Simply a prank that went awry, and certainly a couple of teenagers that probably need to spend their time in better ways.
Police say at least seven different people came out to their cars at West Acres parking lot to find a note apologizing for damage that wasn't there. After the photos of the notes were shared thousands of times, the suspect sent one of the victims a message confessing to the prank. The woman we spoke with said she's been shaken up ever since her encounter, but Westacre says it takes security very seriously. And both the shopping center and police are currently keeping an eye out for further incidents.
Ultimately harmless, but, you know, the people don't know that when they see these notes, and they're afraid, and you know, that's obviously something very serious.
Police say the suspects believed to be responsible for the prank currently are not facing charges. And Westacre says if you are feeling uneasy about walking to your car, you can always ask for a security.
They're not facing charges because they didn't assault these women like they stupidly assumed was going to happen. Like, really, what kind of rapist would leave a note on someone's car in order to assault or rape or whatever they're going to do? That is the dumbest technique to assault a woman ever. Leave a note on her car. That's a foolproof way to assault someone. And I don't even know why I played that story just now, because it has nothing to do with our "sorry I dinged your car" prank. As far as I can tell, it's hard to tell because you can barely see these notes in the news report. And I think it's just people, you know, they leave the note on someone's car that says, you know, "I hit your car and somebody saw me, so I have to pretend that I'm writing down my information." I'm sure you've all seen that note. And I think it's just people copying that particular note. But it sure would be funny if it was over carding notes. Why don't I ever get any news coverage? Anyway, let's get started on the show. Oh, it looks like I do have one announcement, because I'm being yelled at in the chat room right now by Cactus Code, and he's telling me that the download link for the PLA book on phonelosers.org is broken. And yes, Cactus Code, you're correct. It's broken. I know why. It's because I moved servers and I just haven't uploaded all the media stuff yet. I will get to work on that tonight, or maybe this weekend. I'm still trying to get the site put back together after the move. I'm sure everything will be back to normal soon. But sorry. Broken links. I'm sure a bunch of media stuff is down, like on the prank calls page, and probably all the PLA radio episodes. Those are probably all down. I've got to move some things around. Let's do some Adopt-A-Median calls. I have a really big list here from Rob the Hyena of Adopt-A-Median businesses. Businesses that have agreed to take care of a median in exchange for having a big sign in the middle of the median where they brag about how they've adopted the median. And I don't remember how many Rob the Hyena sent to me originally, but I have about 37 left right now. I think I had 50 or 60 originally. So let's call some of these. Get these out of the way.
Hello,
this is Roy from the Department of Public Works.
Yes.
I'm just calling about your median that you adopted from us.
My what?
You did the Adopt-A-Median thing?
No, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Oh, no, you have a sign up in one of our medians and you agree to take care of it?
No, actually, I have closed that business and I have never talked to anybody about a sign in a median or anything.
Oh, that's bullshit, because we have the records right here and you haven't been taking care of it and you've been accruing like a huge amount of fines for not taking care of it.
Okay, and?
Well, we need you to pay this fine, or otherwise, you know, you're going to be in trouble.
Oh, and what kind of fine is this?
Oh, it's right now it's up to $730 for not taking care of the lawn and everything in the median.
And where's the location of this?
Like you agreed to in the contract that you signed.
Okay, and where's the location?
You don't know where it is? Is that why you're not taking care of it?
No, because I have never talked about it. I have never signed anything on it. I've never adopted an island or anything else.
You're not a very good liar.
Please don't call me.
I can tell that you're lying. Full of crap.
Have a good day.
You're full of crap.
Good afternoon, Jewelers.
Hello, this is Roy from the Department of Public Works here in Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
And I was calling about your Adopt-A-Median that you have?
Yes, and the last time you didn't leave a phone number, so hold on a moment. Let me see if he's available.
Don't
just a
blame
moment.
Me. Okay. Okay, apparently I've called this one before.
Yes, hi, Roy. George Curlis.
Hello, this is Roy. I was just calling about your median.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I just needed to let you know that they're going to be completely removing the median, you know, digging it up and putting a new one in there.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's just like a street project thing that they're doing.
Okay. And are they going to replace it, do you say?
Oh, yeah,
no?
they're gonna completely replace the median, and they're going to replace your sign and everything. But you are going to be responsible for the repair, you know, the repair costs.
The repair costs of the median?
Yes, it's going to be, it looks like to replace that particular section of median, it's going to be right around $23,000.
What?
Just to replace the median. It's going to make it look nicer, more modern.
Oh, no, but this must be a joke. We would not. Is this? Are you calling on behalf of who?
On the Department of Public Works here in Indianapolis.
Okay, but we just do a sponsorship through Keep Indiana Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what this is about, though. They're going to be replacing your median, and you have to pay for it since you're the adopter.
Oh, come on. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
$23,000?
Yeah, just $23,000. It's a percentage, and the city will pay the other percent.
Oh, well, there's no way that can possibly happen. I need to cut. Let me get in touch with Keep Indiana Beautiful. That was never part of the contract where...
Oh, no, it definitely is. No, you have to pay for any repairs to the median, and they're completely replacing the median. It's going to be a lot of work.
Well, give me your name and phone number, please.
Sure.
And what department, and...
Okay.
Once again,
I'm Roy from the Department of Public Works.
R-O-Y. What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
Okay. Would you spell it, please?
Sure. G-H-A-R-B-E-L.
Okay. And your phone number, please?
It's 317.
Okay. And you're with Indiana Department of Public Works, is that right?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, Indiana. Okay. Okay. Well, for a free adoption of a median to just do the landscaping, which we even spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars each year,
Well, you're being a cheapskate by saying you're not going to pay for the repairs. Like, you have to.
Well,
we've looked at your tax records. We know you make plenty of money there. You have the money to do this.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe you're going on like this. Somebody get in touch with you.
You're being a fucking cheapskate, man.
Oh,
we're just trying to...
Forget it.
Forget what? What do you mean, forget it?
Hello, and thank you for calling Jewelers.
Great. Now George isn't answering the jewelry store's business phone number. What if I were a legitimate customer calling in about something?
Properties, how can I help you?
Hello, this is Daniel from the Department of Public Works here in Indianapolis.
Hello.
Hello, I was just calling about your adopt-a-median. Are you familiar with the median? Is this the...
I'm the one who filled out the paperwork. What's up?
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, we had to remove all the plants from your median because they thought they were marijuana plants.
What?
The beautification department, they saw the median, they thought they were marijuana plants, but they were wrong. They're just, you know, I don't know what it was. I hope you didn't pay a lot for those, though.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Are you guys gonna replace them?
Oh, no, definitely not. No, it's just, it was just a bad judgment on their part. Sorry about that. Yeah, you're definitely gonna have to replace those soon, though.
Okay. Which median?
You have more than one?
We do.
Oh, it only shows the one here.
Okay, well, which one is it?
Well, do you think when you replace the plants, can you maybe not buy hobo plants? You know, maybe buy plants that don't look like marijuana plants?
Which median were they on?
Well, which ones do you own?
Well, if you're with the Department of Public Works, it seems like you could tell me.
Well, why can't you tell me? I mean, you're the one that owns it. It sounds like this is like some kind of scam. You're trying to get info out of me.
You called me. I'm I'm sorry, Daniel. It sounds like...
You're the one being all weird about it. I'm just letting you know.
Can I speak to your supervisor?
I'm just trying to do my fucking job, okay? You don't have to get an attitude with me. Hello? That made her hang up.
Mike Stanley.
Hi, I'm calling about your median.
Is this Daniel from the Department of Public Works?
Oh, yeah. How'd you know?
You just cussed at my lady?
Well, she was being kind of stupid.
No, she wasn't. I was sitting right here with her, Daniel.
Yeah, but you didn't hear my
Mike
side
Stanley,
of it.
And I manage this property.
And, you know, she was being extremely stupid and just not...
I was standing here with her, Daniel. What's
I know.
Your question?
But you didn't hear the other side of the conversation. That's why you don't know
I'm
that she was being really,
right
really
now,
stupid.
Daniel, what's your question?
Well, I was just trying to tell her she needs to buy some plants that don't look like marijuana plants.
Marijuana plants, huh?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. You have your supervisor call and ask for Mike Stanley.
Oh, I don't have to do shit. I don't even know who you are.
I'll be glad to talk to him, Daniel.
No. She's on the paperwork, not you. Quit butting into our business. Well, that was fun. good old Stanley.
Good afternoon.
Hello, this is Roy from the Department of Public Works here in Indianapolis. And I was just calling about your Adopt-A-Median. Are you familiar with the Adopt-A-Median program?
Yes.
Are you the one that takes care of that, or should I talk to someone else?
No, Kelly Noga. One moment, please.
Your call is being forwarded to a ShoreTel voicemail system.
Kelly Noga.
Is not available. Please leave a message at the tone. When finished...
Right.
Good afternoon, Lou.
Hey, you big stupid. You just transferred me to a voicemail. I'm just calling about a problem with the median, though.
Excuse me?
There's a small problem with your median.
Did you just call me stupid?
Well, you're kind of stupid. Like, I asked to talk to someone about the median, and you just transferred me to some random voicemail.
No, I did not. Oh. I transfer you to who I need to transfer you to.
Well, no, I need to talk
and
to
I'm
someone.
Not stupid.
I don't need a voicemail, stupid. Not professional at all.
Thank you for calling. The receptionist is current.
Another business that I've caused to not answer their business phone. Let's move on to the next. I have 24 left. A lot of these have not been answering, so after, you know, three or four tries, I've just deleted them from the list, from this dumb Excel file. Thank you, Rob the Hyena. I love Excel files.
Martin Furniture, how may I help you?
Hello, this is Paul from the Department of Public Works.
Mm-hmm.
And I was calling about your Adopt-A-Median. Are you familiar?
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with the Adopt-A-Median?
Uh-huh.
Are you the one that takes care of that, or?
No, but I know about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just that there was a report that earlier this week someone drove by your median, someone from your store, and they threw their trash out the window into the median. And just because you own the median doesn't mean you can throw your trash in it. That's against the rules.
No, I can't imagine one of our employees would do something like that.
Of course you can't. Yeah, I don't believe that. Anyway, yeah, can you just make an announcement and tell everyone to stop being stupid fucks?
And you're calling with who?
I'm from the Department of Public Works.
And your name is Paul?
Yes.
And you talk to people like that?
Well, the people that who are litter bugs and don't have any respect for, you know, our property. Just because you adopt it, that doesn't mean you own it. You can't just throw your trash in it.
Paul, what's your last name?
As you're driving by, that's rude.
Paul, what is your last name?
It's Bartowski.
I don't ever have anyone speak to me in that manner.
Oh,
that
well,
kind of
maybe if people talk to you like that, you would have more respect for other people's property.
No. You need to have respect for the public and not speak to them in that manner.
Oh, you need to be slapped.
You will be reported.
You need to be slapped in the face for talking to a man like that. I am not getting along with the ladies today. I don't know why.
Martin Furniture.
How dare you talk to a man like that? You need to get back in the kitchen.
Well, obviously, you have no clue about anything.
What are you talking about? God. At least I don't go around throwing my garbage out the window.
Like glass.
Hello, I was calling about your Adopt-A-Median. You guys have adopted a median, you know? Are you familiar?
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with that?
Vaguely.
Oh, okay. Is there someone there that's more familiar with the program?
He is actually not in the office right now, but is there something I can help you with in regards to it?
I'll just call back tomorrow.
Okay, is there a problem?
Yeah, but I can't talk to you the likes of you about it, because you're just a lowly employee and don't know anything.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, thank you. I'll call back. Thanks, bye.
I'm just a lowly employee?
Bye now.
How do you know that? I might own the place.
And why don't you know anything, then?
Who is this?
Well, my name's Dave. I tripped over the median last night, and my doctor said that you guys have to pay for it.
Sure.
Yeah, but you're not really the owner. You're just like a nobody. So I'll call back tomorrow then. Thanks.
Is this a joke?
Of course not. No, I wouldn't joke about this.
Okay, Dave, what's your last name?
Well, I don't have to tell you. I'll call back tomorrow and talk to someone who knows what they're doing.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right, then. Thanks for wasting my cell phone minutes. For nothing.
Afternoon, Repower.
Hello, this is Roy from the Department of Public Works. And I was calling about your your adopt a median sign.
Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Whatever you need in lawn care, you can count on me.
Kathy, how can I help you?
Hello, this is Roy from the Department of Public Works. And
okay.
I was calling about your adopt a median sign.
What adopt a median sign?
Well, you guys are signed up with the adopt a median program.
Okay.
Is there somebody there that knows anything about that?
Well, we didn't do the median last year on 38th Street. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one. No, it's still.
We decided not to do it any longer, and all last year someone else was maintaining it. I don't even know who.
Oh no, it still has your sign on it.
No, our sign's been removed.
Oh, what do you know? You're just a stupid woman. No, it's still there, and there was a small problem with the upkeep.
You're calling me a stupid woman?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said to me?
Yeah, well, it's because you're being stupid.
What is your name again, please?
It's Roy.
And what department are you in?
I'm in the Department of Public Works here in Indianapolis.
Department of Public Works.
Yeah, and there's just a problem with the upkeep.
What is your phone number there, please?
Oh, it's on your caller ID.
No, what is your phone number, please?
Why can't you just look at the caller ID?
Roy, what's your last name?
Gerbel, still.
What is it?
Gerbel.
Gerbel?
Yep.
Okay, and what is your title there?
I'm the janitor. You don't need to know any of this stuff anyway, though. All right, that made it unbelievable for some reason. I don't know why I keep being mean to women today. It's the fault of the previous women that I've talked to today. It's all their fault. They made me hate women. So I blame them for my sexism. If anyone has a problem with it, just shut up and get back in the kitchen.
Laundry, may I help you?
Hello, this is William from the Department of Public Works.
Uh-huh.
And need to talk to someone there about the adopt-a-median sign that you guys have adopted.
Okay, let you talk to Jeff here, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is Jeff.
Hello, Jeff. This is Roy from the Department of Public Works.
Roy, and, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Are you familiar with the adopt-a-median thing then?
I'm the one that got us all signed up for it.
Oh, okay, great. I just needed to let you know about this problem on your median. Like, we found a homeless camp underneath the median.
Oh, you're calling the wrong person. My median's up on Aliceville Road.
Yeah, that's the one. No, it's underneath the median. There's a homeless camp.
I'm having a real hard time hearing you. You sound like you're like a distant. A homeless camp.
Yeah, homeless camp. Like, they have tents and everything. And they said that the people, they said that Jeff from the laundromat gave them permission to be there.
I don't know what they're saying. Obviously, I didn't do that.
Oh, but it's not obvious
here's
to
the
me.
Thing. They can't have a homeless camp in under my median or on my median. Because I drive by it every day, and there's nothing in the median.
Well, no, it's hidden. They have a hatch. They open up this trap door hatch thing, and they go down into their homeless camp. It's down underneath it. It's kind of like Hogan's.
You have to be joking me.
No, definitely not. No, this is a real problem with these homeless people.
This is so funny. I think you're frauding me or something.
Oh, I don't see what's funny about it.
How do I even know who you are? That I mean, really? There's a hatch.
Yeah, it's
and
like,
they go down in it.
Yes, yeah. They've been doing this for years here in Indianapolis. It's a real problem. They're like Hogan's Heroes or something. They just have all these secret passageways and stuff. But it looks like their main entrance now is through your median, and you can't do that. You can't let the homeless people go in through that way.
Well, I didn't let them. I mean, I didn't give them permission to do that.
Oh, they told us you gave permission.
Well, I don't even know how they know my name other than they walk in here and you know, I mean, I do tell people that, you know, hey, I'm Jeff, I'm the owner, but, you know.
Oh, are they the same homeless people that use your laundromat?
We have little to no homeless people use this laundromat. I'm completely befuddled and shocked. And, I've walked that median picking up stuff and taking mm-hmm. signs out of it. I've never seen any freaking hatch in that thing.
Well, yeah, they hide it. They put grass or whatever over it, and then they can open it when nobody's looking and go down in there. But anyway, you need to go clear that out. Like, and you need to seal the hatch. Like, pour concrete in it or something.
I need to do that?
Yeah, we know that you gave them permission and everything, and you need to take care of it. You're the one that let them in there in the first place.
Okay. Well, one, I'm not going to do that.
You have to. You adopted it.
I didn't give them permission.
Take some responsibility for your actions.
I didn't take any action. So I never gave him the okay to do it.
No,
you're making me laugh.
No, we know you did, because we talked to the.
Oh yeah, you got my signature saying here, homeless people go in there and.
They showed me the paperwork
and do.
And we talked. We talked to the king homeless person, and he said it was definitely Jeff from the laundromat.
No, but I understand that might be the case. But that's not what happened.
Okay, well, whatever. You need to go clear them out. Or you can just seal the hatch. I don't care if they die down there. They probably have other ways out anyway. You just go over there and seal the hatch. Like, put something on top of it.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to call you the office tomorrow and make sure I'm actually talking to somebody that actually has the
Why don't you just call me back right now? I'm right here.
Yeah, well, no, I'll call the lady and use the email that I've got for it.
Okay, yeah, if you want to make everything complicated and stupid, that's fine.
To call me and tell me to go dump cement down a hatch on a city median, now that's funny.
It's not funny to us.
In the middle of winter. Oh, then take my sign down then. Then put it back up for adoption.
Okay, fine. If you don't want to take care of things like you're supposed to, then whatever.
Whatever.
That's just like a median adopter. You know, when things are going fine and it's easy to clean it up and everything, they'll be an adopter. But once things get complicated, then they just bail out and abandon their jobs. Bunch of jerks. All I know is next time I'm homeless, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make an intricate series of tunnels all throughout the underground, under the city. Nobody will know about it except me and all the other homeless people. We'll have, like, secret hatchways that come up inside of, you know, a closed McDonald's in the middle of the night, and we can steal their burgers and stuff. That's my plan.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Rudy. Is this a Cherie? How may I help you?
Hello. I'm calling from the Department of Public Works. Is there someone there
uh-huh.
I could talk to about your Adopt-A-Median sign?
He's not here.
Where is he?
Let's see. He stepped out. He should be back here within 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. I could just call back.
Yeah. It's Pablo.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. I need to ask for Pablo.
You want me to have them call you?
Oh, no. I might not be here to receive the call.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you can call back or even tomorrow, they'll be here tomorrow, too.
Okay.
Around 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Alrighty.
Apparently I'm hilarious today. Alright, let me make a note. Ask for Pablo. Pablo gave the king of the homeless permission to use the underground homeless tunnels.
Sleepy Hollow Pet Ranch, this is Ryan. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Dave from the Department of Public Works. And
Hi,
I was just calling to talk to someone there about your Adopt-A-Median sign. Do you know who takes care of that there?
That would be Don. He's kind of hard to catch. Is there a name or number I could take and have him give you a call?
He's the only person I can talk to?
You might be able to talk to Melissa. She's in. Give me one moment, please.
Okay, sure.
Hi, this is Melissa. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Melissa. This is Roy from the Department of Public Works.
Yeah.
And I just called about your Adopt-A-Median sign. And it looks like the city's telling me that actually it was you. They're saying it was Melissa in her car. She drove by and threw trash in the median this morning.
To what? And
they're saying you're throwing trash in the median. And just because you adopt the median doesn't mean you can just throw trash in the median like that. So you
we're not throwing trash in the median.
Well, I'm just saying you are. They're saying Melissa, and she was in her car. And there's a note here. I'm just supposed to call and ask you not to do that anymore.
Okay, I haven't left the kennel, and I don't go that way at all. So I'm not sure who that is, but we don't throw trash in the median.
Okay, well, it was somebody in your car. Like, did somebody borrow your car, maybe?
No, my car's sitting in front of the kennel.
Oh, okay. No, they're saying you were driving by and you just tossed a bunch of trash into the median. And I guess you figured, I don't know, were you trying to get revenge on your boss or something?
I work here. Why would I get revenge on my boss?
I don't know. I don't know what things are like there. Maybe he's a big asshole.
No. Okay. And it's a woman. No.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, well, just please don't do that again.
Yeah, I didn't do it the first time, but assure you, we're not putting trash in the median.
You're not in trouble or anything. We're not going to give you a fine. We're just asking you not to do it anymore, so you don't have to pretend you didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
No, I know you did. They have cameras over there on that street.
Okay, you can show me the cameras, but I don't go that direction at all.
Well, it's your car and it's your license plate number, so they know it's you.
What car?
I don't know. I don't have it written down here. They didn't give me all that info because of my
previous... Who told you it was me?
The guy in another department here in the Public Works Department.
Then how does he know me?
They checked your license plate, and they're like, oh, it's the lady that works for the exact median that they littered in.
No, my car's been out front all day since 8 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe you did it before work.
I don't go down that direction.
Okay, well, I'm not convinced. I think you're a liar and a thief.
I'm a thief and a liar. This sounds like it's a joke.
No, it's not a joke at all. I don't know why you think I'm joking.
Okay, because I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call the Department of Public Works and ask them. What's your name?
Good. I'll be the one picking up the phone here. My name is Roy.
Okay, Roy. And I will call back. Thank you.
I can let you talk to my supervisor or whatever. Whatever. Okay, I have just 6 left. 6 more to go. A lot of these have not picked up. I think I mentioned that already, but I've deleted a lot out of the show because they didn't pick up, or a few, the bosses weren't there. They had no idea what a adopt-a-median was.
Hello, Mark Smallwood.
Hello, this is David from the Department of Public Works here in Indianapolis.
Yes, sir.
And, I was just calling about your adopt-a-median sign.
Uh-huh.
And you're familiar with that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Yeah, there's a homeless camp underneath the median, and they're saying that you gave them permission to be there, and you can't do that. You can't give them permission like that.
Is this a serious phone call? Are you seriously asking me that question?
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Oh no, of course not. No, the one of the homeless people there. He said that he had gotten permission from you, from your business.
And what's the location of this particular? Because where my medium is nowhere near a place where homeless could park themselves.
Well, no, it's an underground thing. They've got a hatch.
Medium?
They've got a hatch, like a trap door, and they open it up, and they're able to go down underneath it.
What location is the medium? Where is this? Well,
hey, why are you getting an attitude with me?
Sorry. I'm not getting an attitude.
You have a major attitude.
My medium is on West 38th Street, just west of I-465. That particular medium has no place whatsoever where anybody could do what you're talking about.
It's a hidden trap door.
Well, of course, I have not told anybody that. If that's what you need to know, I have not told anybody. I never had contact with anybody there.
Oh.
I'm there about once. Haven't been there in almost 2 months because of the weather.
Okay. Well, we asked several.
Whoever told you this is not correct.
Well, no, we asked several people, and they all said it was the guy that works at Small.
Okay. And do me a favor then. If you're legit, I want your name, I want your phone number, and I want your address.
Okay. I already told you my name, and I'm with the Department of Public Works, and my number's on your caller ID. Look, we just need you to kind of cover the hatch and don't let them down there anymore. Quit giving them permission. Because you can't do that. You don't have any rights to do that.
Interesting.
What's interesting?
Well, this whole conversation. I have no idea who you're talking about or what you're talking about. And, of course, I've not given any type of permission like this.
Oh, you did.
So I really don't know what's going on.
Yeah, several people. They all agreed that it was you.
Who? No. Well, I told you it's not me. There's no hatch. There's nothing like that. There's nothing else I could tell you.
It's a hidden hatch.
So you have a great day.
It's a hidden hatch, you idiot.
Have a good day, sir.
It's hidden. You need to block it or we're revoking your adoption rights.
Hello. We are not available now. Please leave your name.
Okay, it looks like we are done with these Adopt-A-Median businesses for now, because none of them are answering, and it is getting kind of late over in Indianapolis, so that's probably why I'm calling after hours in that time zone. Need to try and get to these a little bit earlier next time. I have 14 left that have not answered yet, so I'm definitely going to get back to these someday soon. Just go over them one more time before I give up forever. Once again, though, thanks, Rob the Hyena, for making this list for me.
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
To that guy bitching about the shipping for the coin to New Zealand, get the...
Hey, don't use that kind of language on my voicemail. I'm a Christian.
All over it, man. Come on. Go on Patreon, donate $5 a month, and yes, maybe even you could have got your own damn coin. So quit bitching about that, man. Anyway, Brad.
What
are you doing?
What?
Tell me what you're doing.
I'm recording a goddamn podcast.
Anyway, later.
Quit making me uncomfortable. And yeah, damn it, New Zealand person. Quit complaining about the coins. I give away so many of those coins, I need to make my money back. I deserve to make my money back on those. God damn it.
Hey, IBCP. I was just listening to your July 18th Snowplow show, and you were talking about how your mixer is making staticky noises, and I assume you're talking about the knobs or slide pots. And
did you hear that? I just did it right then as you were talking.
I have heard, I don't know this for sure, but I've heard that you can fix that with WD-40. Just cleans up the contacts. And also, for all I know, it could totally destroy it. So
yeah, I'll just squirt WD-40 into the microphone jacks and stuff. That should take care of everything.
Maybe if you're going to be buying one anyway, just give it a go. I don't know.
The only excuse I have for my mixer still making that noise is laziness. Because, I mean, it'd be such an easy thing to just pop this thing apart. I'd probably use rubbing alcohol on the little contacts for the knobs. I do need to get around to that.
So I got a quick idea.
Hey, Gloria.
When you do the car prank calls, well, if you do any more of them, you should tell people
that I'm going to rape them, that I'm going to assault them. Like, hello, ma'am, this note is here as a warning that I'm getting ready to assault you. Because anyone that wants to assault a woman does it in that fashion. That's the most sensible way to do it.
Ed, sorry, I'm walking up the stairs. Oof, okay. Instead of you, like, damaging the car, you should say that you sneezed on it, you took a crap on the roof.
Okay. How about I took a crap in the trunk? That's what I'm going to say in the next one. I took a crap in the trunk.
You took a crap in the exhaust pipe.
Oh, okay.
Or that you,
or
like,
that.
You either, like, took a piss in the engine for gas. I don't know why that's so funny to me. But just make up some really weird story. Like, the dude's like...
Well, see, I can't say I pissed in their gas tank, because that's actual damage, and they're going to freak out and call the cops because I peed in their gas tank. As opposed to normally how they would just call the cops because they think they're going to get assaulted.
Okay, so what did you do to my car? I took a piss on it. It's going to be like, what? That's not even fucking funny. Okay, yeah, my dad's just like, stop doing the call! Stop calling Brad. He doesn't even like you.
It's true. I don't.
Okay, bye.
Fuck your dad. What does he know? You know, I wasn't going to do anything with cardings on today's show, but now you've made me want to tell someone that I've peed on their car. So let's see if there are any in here. The first thing I see is this, and this is hilarious, of course.
Yes, Roy, my name is... I work for the Los Angeles Police Department. I need you to call me back at 818, and the case number is 141...
So there's a case number, probably a lady, that said, yeah, I think someone's going to assault me because they left a note on my windshield. So clearly that means I'm about to be assaulted. Okay, but besides that one and a few hang-ups, all that's left in the carding voicemail box is this.
Hey, Roy, I was calling about a note you left on a car saying that you hit my car. Can you call me back at 919? Thank you.
Sure I can. Whoever lives in 919, whatever listener that is, you need to catch up on your podcast so that you know that I'm not taking carding notes anymore. Those are out of season now. All right, here it goes.
Thank you for calling the city of Mebane. Our offices are now closed.
What?
Please call back during normal business hours, Monday through Friday.
All right, that's weird and suspicious. Well, damn it, I really wanted to tell someone I peed in their car. Well, shit, I tried to call a bunch of carding people just now. Like, I went into the trash of that voicemail account and called back some that hadn't picked up, and they still didn't pick up. Because I really wanted to tell someone that I shit inside their muffler or peed in their gas tank just to make Gloria happy, but nope, I guess that's not going to happen today. Oh well. Next time, Gloria, don't forget to remind me.
Hey, Brad, are voice bridges still around, or have they been killed by Skype and other things? Thanks.
Voice bridges are definitely still around. In fact, there's a ton of them. I don't know where to find them. I guess you would just type into Google, you know, party line. Party line, talk on the telephone. PLA even has a voice bridge. Nobody's ever on it except during Laugh Track Matt's show because he likes to call into the bridge and let people call the bridge to get on his show. But if you want to get on that bridge, it's area code 206-424-8422. That's my asterisk machine where you can hack all the answering machines. But there's also a voice bridge in there, which is empty all the time. You should just hang out on there 24/7 until someone comes in and says hello to you. If any of you listeners, though, if you know of some voice bridges, party lines, whatever, that you'd like to give to that guy, just go to phonelosers.org, go to the show notes for this show, the January 15th, 2015 show, and paste some party line numbers in there. If you ever listen to Dialer's show, I know he likes to call into party lines and screw with people. So yeah, party lines exist. Just ask Dialer. Hey, look at this. Speaking of asterisks, here's a voicemail that has the word asterisks in the translation.
Hey, Brad, I was wondering overall how you like asterisk.
Hate
I'm thinking about getting...
Fucking hate it.
Setting it up so I can mess around with some stuff. How do you like it, and how much of a hardware investment is it? Or can you just throw it on some old computer? Thanks.
Was that the same guy? I think that was the same guy. I think I'm just being trolled or something. Anyway, yes, Asterix is awesome and it's fun. I spent, I think, $165 for an old computer that I found on Craigslist. It's like a dual core, but I think you can put it on just about any old computer. Asterix really doesn't use a lot of resources. You can pretty much set it up for free and then just, you know, buy phone service from some company to stick on it and... That's it. It's pretty much free if you just stick it on an old computer, though. And then you just have to pay like a monthly fee for a phone carrier to hook into it. I think I pay maybe $6 a month for the phone carrier that I'm currently using to make the outgoing calls. You can do incoming calls for free.
Rick Carter, he's a phone master. He's a phone master. Rick Carter.
What's going on, Brad?
That was beautiful.
It was nice to see you the other day. Down the street, I was watching you. It was fun. I'll see you soon again.
Great. It's another Oregon guy who, for some reason, has a Connecticut area code. I think I'm finished with this show thing that I'm doing. I'm going to quit. Because if I don't quit right now, I'm never going to get this released today. And I hate when it takes me 2 days to do a show, so it's over. I'm done. This is the end of the show. But I'm going to play you guys an old classic prank from a couple years ago that happened. It was on a conference. Me and Mr. Spessa and some other people called up a movie theater when it was the opening weekend of Twilight. And Mr. Spessa called the manager of the theater and convinced them that they had a counterfeit copy of Twilight, got them to shut down the movie, and issue refunds to everybody. that was watching the movie. I think that was the last Twilight that was out in the theaters, but I don't know. I don't keep up with that series. It's a funny prank, though. And then, you know, after Mr. Spessa does his thing, I call back, and I manage to get one of the customers on the line. And I get the... Oh, never mind. I'm not going to tell you the prank, but here is an old prank with me and Mr. Spessa shutting down Twilight. Basically, we were doing God's work.
This is Jonathan. I'm calling from the MPAA. That's the Motion Picture Association of America.
Okay.
And I've got a fax here from our legal team probably about 5 minutes ago stating that the digital copy that's playing in your theater is a pirated copy.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Unfortunately, this just came to my attention about 5 minutes ago, but about how many showings would you estimate that you've had on that piece of film in the last, I'd say, 72 hours?
Let's see, 6 to 8 showings of it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow. So that does meet the criteria for litigation. Okay. Well, in the interim here, I'm going to have our legal team contact your main office there in the morning. But in the interim, I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and pull that movie from your theater until we can get this matter, you know, resolved.
Okay. I'm just curious how it could be pirated. It's the same copy that, you know, we used, that we've been using.
Right. The copy that was sent out to your theater. We have reports here. Apparently, there's a digital watermark, and we have random screeners that will go to movie theaters, and they have special IR glasses that pick up on the watermark embedded digitally in that film. And no one saw said watermark and said film and said theater. I'm going to need you to go ahead and just go ahead and shut that off. You're going to need to refund the people, you know, ticket prices that are there. And get them out of the theater. You might want to put up a different movie at the moment, but at the moment, that copy cannot be played at your theater.
So, can I get your full name again?
Absolutely, yes. My name is Jonathan, and my last name is Gerbeel.
All right.
And would you like my callback number?
Definitely.
My callback number is area code first 317.
All right, and I'll go up and cancel that showing.
That would be appreciated. Yeah. I'll go ahead and do a follow-up call with you probably in the next 10 minutes to confirm said showing has been canceled, and then I will have our corporate office interface with your management team there to see how we can go about resolving this without the need for further litigation. So I appreciate your cooperation. The MPAA thanks you, and you have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Take care.
Hi, thank you for calling. This is how may I help you?
Oh, hi. This is Roy from the corporate office.
Hi.
We were just contacted about a movie that was playing there. Did that get shut down?
Oh, yes. Hold on. I believe another... I'm going to get you the one, the manager who knows the full story of what's going on with that.
Do you know,
okay?
was the movie shut down? That's the important part.
Yes.
Have you informed the crowd about the problem?
Yes. Yes, we have. We cleared the crowd. They're all out in the lobby.
Oh.
They're out of the theater.
Could I speak with one of the people in the crowd? We need to interview them. Give them a quick survey.
Yes, hold on, please.
Okay.
This is Mitch speaking.
Hello, this is Paul from the corporate office. I was calling.
How's it going, Paul?
Oh, not too bad. We need to do a quick survey with one of the guests that are in the lobby that was seeing Twilight.
Okay. I have a huge line of them.
Oh, okay. Could I speak with just one at random?
They saw about half of the movie.
I see. If I could just speak to one of the customers, just one at random. That would be
one
good.
At random?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, may I get your full name?
Oh, sure. It's Roy Peterson.
Roy Peterson? I thought you said it was Paul.
Paul Roy.
And?
Yeah, so just put a customer on the phone with me right now, and I'm going to do a quick survey with them.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold.
Thank you.
You still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, here's a random customer.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Justin. How can I help you?
Oh, hello, Justin. Which movie were you in there to see?
Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Okay. My name is Kevin Mitnick. I'm a famous hacker, and we're demonstrating how easy it is to trick companies.
We made them shut off the movie.
Into doing things. And we tricked the theater into shutting off the movie. And we want you to tell the manager on the phone.
Tell him that, but he's never going to believe you. That's the thing.
Tell the manager right now. We want to hear his reaction.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I know who you are. This is okay.
You know who we are. Who are we?
Sir,
oh, shit.
This is, apparently you've been duped into actually shutting down the movie.
Great.
This is Kevin Mendick on the phone, apparently, same phone hacker. man who claims to be Kevin Mendick. M-I-T-N-I-C-K. At least that's who he says. Would you like to speak with him, or are we done?
Thank you, Chip. I can talk. Sure.
I'm Captain Crunch. Let's massage.
And my name's Acid Burn.
Hello? Yes, hello? Is this a manager?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hi. My name's Lloyd Blankenship. I have Kevin Mitnick and Acid Burn.
Captain Zero
and
Cool.
Captain Crunch and Zero Cool on the line. And we just made you shut down a movie.
Isn't that funny?
Teehee.
Isn't that hilarious?
We're elite hacksaws. We hacksawed your brain.
Lol.
So, sir, you need to turn the movie back on, is what we're saying. Also in that call were Holiday and Trevor. I think Laugh Track Matt was in there, but I didn't hear him. I didn't listen to the whole prank just now. But yeah, good times. It's time for the show to end, everyone. So thanks for listening. Thank you, Andrew Christensen, for sponsoring the show today. Please support the show, everyone. PhoneLosers.org/cactus or Patreon.com/PhoneLosers. You can go there and donate just 25 cents a month. I would love it if people donated 25 cents a month. You'd be paying 2 or 3 cents per show. It's completely worth it. Bye, everyone.
Describe all of the awesomeness contained within. It's the water park capital of the nation. It'll flat out rock you like a sandstone formation. I'll ride the cart to Riverview Park, then cruise down Highway 12 and hit Noah's Ark. I'm the big kahuna, take the plunge, and then I'll say, let's do the time warp again. And again, it's the tourist trap of the sesquicentury, and I'll sentimentally tell you what it's meant to me. Old Fort Dells, we were grade school centuries. Me and sis, mom and dad, decades of memories. Clowning around at Circus World and Baraboo. No matter where you go, they always take care of you. So I'm bringing all my friends to show them what they got before they cold disappear like the Wonder Spot. We're going to the Dells, Wisconsin Dells, St. Paul to Chicago, everybody else, from the upper to the lower to the downtown strip. Each and every year is our favorite trip. We're going to the Dells, gonna have some fun. 200 water slides in the Midwest sun, the Wisconsin Dells. I found a slide to heaven off of 1994 on exit 87. Spend a weekend there and you'll never be sorry. You can play the arcades, dropping quarters in Atari. At Big Sky Drive and your ceiling is starry. Pirates Cove mini golf where the staff is all Ari. Used to visit reptiles at Serpent Safari. Now I'm the flow rider at the Kalahari. I'm a master blaster, jet slide disaster. You know I'm never slower, I always scream master. Ladies and gentlemen of every age, go to the Tommy Bartlett Ski Sky and Stage Show. Water skiing stunts, they all know their roles, singing songs like the Bailey's Landing Troll. I don't drive a Prius or SUV truck. I bought an original Wisconsin Duck. Go wherever I want, over land and stream, and my all-terrain, I'll reign supreme. We're going to the Dells, Wisconsin Dells, from St. Paul to Chicago, everybody yells, from the upper to the lower to the downtown strip. Each and every year is our favorite trip. We're going to the Dells, gonna have some fun. 200 water slides in the Midwest sun. The Wisconsin Dells. Paradise is mine, off of 1994 on exit 89. Here I stand and rock with the message I've told. Before you leave for a vacation from your friendly abode, be sure to heed the words of this cheesehead ode when you're heading down that holiday road. The Wisconsin Dells. Coasters, loop-de-loop, lunch at the Moose Jaw, have some beer cheese soup. Then Robot World, do some robo-rabble-rousing so I can see what it's like. It's the year 2000! The Gamblers, Ho-Chunk is where they go. Where maybe they'll win a bingo! All the gift shops, hey, you know it's on. The finest Cherokee souvenirs made in Taiwan. I'ma eat more cheese than a glockenspiel mouse. And at the house on the rock, I'm gonna rock the house. Crash at the Carousel Inn where the pool is so gnarly. We'll go to Candy Mountain, Charlie! I'm a kid! My girl went to Extreme World, used the bungee grapple, so we'll get hitched at the Dells Bells Wedding Chapel. What? It's okay, babe, we're on our honeymoon. Sing
singing karaoke at the Showboat Saloon. We're going to the Dells, Wisconsin Dells, from St. Paul to Chicago, everybody else, from the upper to the lower to the downtown strip. Each and every year is our favorite trip. We're going to the Dells, gonna have some fun. 200 water slides in the Midwest sun. The Wisconsin Dells, you'll find Nirvana too, off of 1994 and exit 92. We're going to the Dells, the Wisconsin Dells, from St. Paul to Chicago, everybody else, from the upper to the lower to the downtown strip. Each and every year is our favorite trip. We're going to the Dells, gonna have some fun. 200 water slides in the Midwest sun. The Wisconsin Dells, living life like a Sultan where you're chilling on a boat in the new Lake Delton. We're going to the Dells, the Wisconsin Dells. We're going to the Dells. Did we miss the breakfast buffet at Paul Bunyan's and Coach Shanny? Alright, well then we can hit the pizza pub. Oh wait, here comes the frog park, my favorite park. It goes like this. We're going to the Dells.